بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الذين امنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا صدق الله العظيم My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home of the receiver Alhamdulillah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of his kindness his mercy Allah ta'ala gives us the opportunity of reading our salat, of making some dhikrullah, reading some salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever little ibadat we are doing, it is only the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None of us are doing the ibadat on our own strength and ability. Allah ta'ala gives us a tawfiq, and for that we have to make abundant shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Last week we spoke about the dua between the two sajdas. We spoke extensively on afiyat. Alhamdulillah, there are many people who mentioned after that that they have started reciting these duas and they are finding great benefit in the advice that was given. May Allah Ta'ala accept it. I wish to just explain today or discuss an important concern that all of us have as parents. Every parent is worried about the righteousness of his child. And therefore we try to our level best to make the correct tarbiyat of our children. The correct nurturing and upbringing of our children. No parent wishes to see his child in a condition where he is far away from deen, disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It causes great pain to that father or that mother that when it is salah time, the child refuses to read his salat, or she refuses to read her salat. They're busy entertaining themselves with the social media, with friends who gone out. And therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has emphasized the correct upbringing of children. And we've heard these talks many times. But what I wish to share today is the important fact of a factor of making sincere dua for our children. Many of us shirk in our duty. We try to admonish them, reprimand them, rebuke them, advise them, counsel them. We try to guide them. But at times, we lose ourselves. We lose hope. How many a child has become a drug addict? Ask those parents. There have been many parents who have told me, Maulana, you do not know what I am going through. You don't have the slightest idea of what pain and suffering I am going through to see my son or my daughter who is an addict. There is no peace in my heart. There is no tranquility. All the time, I am apprehensive. I do not know what is going to happen next. A parent, when he looks at his child must be a qurratu ayun for him. Coolness of his eyes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala therefore has mentioned amongst the qualities of Ibadur Rahman, Allah ta'ala has mentioned وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا Surah Furqan, towards the end of Surah Furqan, a very beautiful verse. And respected brothers and elders and mothers and sisters, let us make sure we read this dua every single day of our life. What is the meaning of this dua? And the Ibadur Rahman, the servants of Allah, what do they say? رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ O Allah, bestow upon us wives and children who will become the coolness of our eyes. In Urdu we say, Ankh ki tandak. That when you see the child, it must bring you delight in your heart. It must become a source of coolness to your eyes, not an eyesore. You get happy to see your child. Why? Because your child is engaged in righteousness, in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask the parent whose child becomes a hafiz of the Quran or an alim. What joy that parent gets. So even though your child is not a hafiz or an alim, but your child is salih, pious. Somebody asked Hazrat Masullah Rahmatullah Ali, a father brought his child and said, Hazrat, make dua, my child becomes the hafiz of the Quran. Hazrat said, I will make dua first, that he becomes salih, pious. So they make dua, O Allah, grant us wives and children who will become the kullus of our eyes. وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا And O Allah, make us the imams, the leaders of the pious people. Not just of ordinary people. Imagine becoming the imam of muttaqeen. What your rank must be then? But to reach that, we have to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, get our a'mal in accordance with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this dua we should read abundantly. There was a person who came to a great scholar and he complained about his child. My child is disobedient. I'm trying, I'm struggling, I'm battling. My child is disobedient. My child is not pious. My child is impious. My child is disobedient. So this person tells him, gives him advice, have you not read the ayat? Which ayat? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned another verse, رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيْ وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. Another very beautiful verse. In this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah Ahqaf, this comes in the 26th juz of the Holy Quran, Surah Ahqaf, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about being kind to one's parents, and among in the after those verses, Allah says that the person makes dua, he says, oh Allah, confer upon me, give me the ability to make shukr for your ni'mats upon me and my parents. Remember, our parents received ni'mats from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They became the means of our coming into this world, and the effects of the ni'mats and bounties that they enjoyed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we also enjoy from the effects of those ni'mats. Therefore, we are taught to make shukr on our parents' behalf as well. رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي وَاللَّهُ confer upon me the ability to make your shukr أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ The ni'mat that you have bestowed upon me and upon my parents. And Mufassirin have explained that one of the greatest ni'mat is the ni'mat of iman. Amongst many other ni'mats that we all are enjoying, but the ni'mat of iman, Allah gave us iman. What a great ni'mat. And the second dua we make in this verse, وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ وَاللَّهُ give me the ability to do righteous deeds that will please you. Not just any type of deeds, but deeds that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That which will make Allah happy. وَاللَّهُ give me the ability to do that. And coming to the third part, and that is the topic of discussion, وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي وَنَ اللَّهُ rectify for me. Make good for me. Make correct for me. Make prosperous for me. My dhurriyat, my progeny. My children, my grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, my entire progeny. Ulama explain, the tafsir is given, the mufassirin have mentioned, what does it mean? Oh Allah, make them pious. Make them righteous. Make them obedient. So, islah here refers to make correct. Something which is not right, perfect, to make it pure and make it correct. You are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, help me. First of all, to make your shukr. Second, to do righteous deeds that will please you. And thirdly, to, ya Allah, help me with regard to my children, my progeny. Allah, make them become pious and righteous. Ulama mentioned that this brings success to the person. This is sa'adat. What is sa'adat? What is success? When he sees these three things in his life. In Mishkat Sharif, there is a narration in Manaqib al-Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. Sayyid Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once calls his beloved uncle Abbas radiallahu ta'ala. And he says, oh Abbas, come to me tomorrow with your children. And I will make for them a dua that will benefit you and benefit them. Subhanallah. The next day, Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala goes with his children. Rasulullah brings them closer. And then he makes the dua, Allahumma ghfir lil Abbas wa waladihi maghfiratan zahiratan wa batina la tughadiru dhamma. Oh Allah, forgive Abbas, my uncle. Forgive him and his children, zahira and batina, externally and internally, completely, that there is no effects of any sin remaining. Oh Allah, completely forgive him. This is a dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, made for Abbas radiallahu ta'ala. Then after that, this is what I want to bring up to your attention. Allahumma ihfazhu fi waladihi. Allahumma ihfazhu fi waladihi. Allah protect him regarding his children. Fi waladihi aw wuldihi. Allah protect him with regard to his children. Ulama have explained, shurrah, commentators. Yani, what does it mean? That Abbas must not become destroyed because of his children. Abbas must not become destroyed and finished because of looking after his children to try and bring them onto the right path. And alhamdulillah, Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, approximately 10 sons he had, and all of them were righteous and pious. Such effort they made for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you find their qabr in different parts of the world. Because they went out and they gave dawah to the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invited towards deen, that they sacrificed their lives in different places. So this is the dua that we can also make. The first one I said, رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنُ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. The second dua, رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيَّ وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. If you don't remember the whole dua, and this is last part, وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. And this dua that I mentioned now, اللَّهُمَّ احْفَظْنَا فِي أَوْلَادِنَا. Oh Allah, protect us with regard to our children. Rasulullah has mentioned amongst many persons whose dua is always accepted and never rejected. For example, in the hadith it is mentioned Ibn Majah and other riwayah in other kitabs, that da'watul mazloom, a person is oppressed, when he cries and he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he is oppressed, and he makes dua that Ya Allah, that zalim is oppressing me, then that person's dua is accepted. Da'watul musafir, you're traveling, a musafir's dua is accepted. Dua of a fasting person at the time of iftar, his dua is accepted. And also Rasulullah has mentioned, وَدَعْوَةُ الْوَالِدِ لِوَلَدِهِ, the dua of the parent for his child. It is accepted, مُسْتَجَابَ. It is answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to raise our hands during the day, during the night, and beg and cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, you make islah of my dhurriyat. Ya Allah, you make my children the coolness of my eyes. Ya Allah, protect me, protect them. And the dua for afiyat we mentioned last week. Make all those duas for the goodness of our children, not only in as far as dunya is concerned, but also for the qabr and the akhirat. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. I thought I would just share this important point that sometimes we forget in making the tarbiyat of our children. We will do everything, but we forget to make dua. And believe in the power of dua. Especially the dua that we make for our children. It is answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never make bad dua for your children. It is mentioned in hadith. La tad'u, don't curse your children. Don't curse your children. Sometimes, in the fit of anger and fury, we don't realize what we are saying. And we curse those children. And when their curse falls, then we are the ones who will suffer. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. Allah protect our children, Allah make our children the coolness of wise, they may become a dhari of najat for us in the akhirat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We'll make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ponder of Allah ta'ala's greatness. Allah's supremacy. Think of the love Allah ta'ala has for us. Allah is so kind, Allah is so merciful. Look at the bounties Allah has bestowed upon us. Allah has given us, just ponder for a few seconds, this tongue that we have, the voice that we have. And we are able to hear our voice when we are taking the name and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a great ni'mat when we say Allah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allah has given us these these bounties, these faculties. So ponder over the greatness of Allah, the azmat of Allah, the kibriya of Allah, the grandeur of Allah, supremacy of Allah, the kindness of Allah, the generosity of Allah, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say la to all those things besides Allah. All those things that are being worshipped, we are saying la to those things. La ilaha. There is no deity worthy of being worshipped besides Allah. Think of the love of dunya we have in our heart. We say la to those things. Those pretty faces that are taking us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say la to all those things. La to our egos, the pride, the jealousy that we have, the malice that we have in our heart. La to all those spiritual maladies. Illallah. We are filling our hearts only with the tawheed of Allah, the greatness of Allah, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we say Allah, Allah, then to just reflect and imagine that everything in the world is saying Allah, Allah with us. Every atom, every particle is saying Allah, Allah. Every leaf is saying Allah. Every tree, the sun, the moon, the stars, the oceans, the rivers, the insects, the birds, the animals, every stone, every grain of sand, every person is saying, Allah, Allah, think of the greatness of Allah. And we try our level best to concentrate to our ability. We don't have to over-concentrate. But this is just a basic method, simple way that we are learning and teaching how to make dhikr of Allah. Otherwise, in our own time, in solitude, we should make some time and make some tasbih, make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, ask the ulama, ask the mashayikh, what dhikr I should be making, how much I should make, when I should make. And then inshallah we'll find the rust that is coming into our hearts, that is corroding our hearts, will be washed away. Dhikrullah is saqalatul qulub, is the polish of the heart. May Allah give me the tawfiq and all of us, Allah Ta'ala will make us true dhakiri, true shakiri.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم. جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك، يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. يا الله ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما، ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما. یا اللہ ہم کمزور ہیں، ضعیف ہیں یا اللہ، یا اللہ ہم اقراری مجرم ہیں یا اللہ، یا اللہ forgive us my اللہ، یا اللہ we have angered you my اللہ، we have disobeyed you my اللہ، یا اللہ you have provided for us thousands and thousands of ni'mat and bounties my اللہ، یا اللہ we haven't made shukr of you properly my اللہ. اللہم عنا على ذکرك وشکرك وحسن عبادتك. Ya Allah, you have given us iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr to you for this iman, Ya Allah. And all of the ni'mat that you have given us, don't snatch away and take away any of the bounties that you have given us. Ya Allah, increase the ni'mat that you have given us. Ya Allah, we're making shukr to you. You have said, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Ya Allah, forgive us for all the wrongs we have done, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of making tawbatan nasuha, sincere tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are slipping, we fall, my Allah. Ya Allah, but you are so kind, you are so merciful, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have mentioned, إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي سَبَقَتْ عَلَى غَضَبِي. Ya Allah, that your mercy supersedes your anger, my Allah. Forgive us tonight, my Allah. This Mubarak night, it is the night of Jumu'ah, my Allah. Forgive all those brothers who are sitting here tonight, my Allah. All our mothers and sisters and others listening at home over the receiver, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have raised their hands, Ya Allah. Having hopes in your mercy, my Allah. Don't deprive a single person, my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamari dilon ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha. Anta khayru man zakkaha, anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Ya Allah, bless all of us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhat. Give us the halawat of iman, the sweetness of iman. Give us istiqamat and taqwa, my Allah. Grant us taqwa, Ya Allah, these remaining days of Rajab. Ya Allah, then the month of Shaban, my Allah. Give us barakat, Ya Allah. Especially the month of Ramadan. Make us see the month of Ramadan. Make us observe the month of Ramadan in the best of conditions, the best of health, my Allah. And spiritually in the highest of levels, my Allah. Make us amongst the muttaqeen, my Allah. Don't make us waste the month of Ramadan, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of doing the correct things, a'mal salihah, my Allah. Help us to make rujoo inaba towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect the ummah of Rasulullah. Ya Allah, the month of Ramadan is coming, my Allah. Ya Allah, the month of Ramadan is coming, my Allah. Yet there are so many Muslim brothers and sisters in different parts of the world, my Allah. They've got no food to eat, my Allah. Ya Allah, they don't even have any clothing to wear, my Allah. They don't have any shelter, my Allah. Ya Allah, masoom children, my Allah, they have become yateem and orphans, my Allah. Ya Allah, mothers have lost the izzat, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu raham farma, karam ka maamla farma. Ya Allah, hum tu kamzor hai, Ya Allah. Our words are kamzor, our hearts are kamzor, my Allah. We don't have the taluk with you, my Allah. That your true friends have and they raise their hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, you open the floodgates of mercy. But my Allah, you are so kind, we are your banda, my Allah. Ya Allah, have mercy on some person, Ya Allah, tonight, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, change the condition of the Muslim Ummah through the four corners of the globe. Wherever there is famine and drought, Ya Allah, remove the drought, Ya Allah. Send your rains there, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, where there is sicknesses, Ya Allah, remove the sicknesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, where there is zulam and oppression taking place, they have been driven out of their homes, my Allah. Ya Allah, bring them peace, bring peace back to their lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasideen, my Allah. People cannot see the good of any person today, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all the fitna and fasad, my Allah. Ya Allah, you guide us, my Allah. Guide us. If we don't have ikhlas, grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of wise. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make our rozi become asan for us. Make us use it in the correct ways, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many people are sick and ailing, ya Allah, at homes, hospitals, ya Allah. Grant each one complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all those diseases also, my Allah. All the marhumeen, give them jannatul firdaus, the family sabqiri jameel. Grant us maut on iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us maut in your path, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us maut in Madina Sharif. Grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Qutur water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us, our parents, our wives, our children, our grandparents, our grandchildren, my Allah, our progeny, our friends, our musallis, our muta'alliqeen, our mashayikh, our asatiza, our students, every single musalli, all those who are listening have raised their hands now, my Allah. Protect all of us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم على حاضرين غائبين سبك دعاء قبول فرحمة all those requested دعاءs also يا الله answer all the جائز مراد يا الله remove our difficulties يا الله whoever is پریشان حال whatever that پریشانی is you are well away my Allah remove the difficulty we have got different حاجات and needs everyone has raised his hands they have raised their hands my Allah Ya Allah, they're begging you only, my Allah. Fulfill all our hajat needs. Ya Qadhi al-hajat, ya Dafi' al-baliyat, ya Hal al-mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wat al-mutarrin, idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah wa rahimahuma. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha, biqadaiha wa najahiha. Rahmatan tughnina biha an rahmati man siwak. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Tub alayna ya Mawlana, innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun alal mursalin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.